Hello and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. We're doing a book study on this book written by Eckhart Tolle, and we hope you have your copy so you can follow along. Today we're in Chapter 10, Section 1, The Meaning of Surrender, Acceptance of the Now. My name is Barbara Wainwright, and I'm here with Gilda Simonet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you.
Acceptance of the Now. A student says, "You mentioned surrender a few times. I don't like that idea. It sounds somewhat fatalistic. If we always accept the way things are, we are not going to make any effort to improve them. It seems to me what progress is all about, both in our personal lives and collectively, is not to accept the limitations of the present, but to strive to go beyond them and create something better. If we hadn't done this, we'd still be living in caves." How do you reconcile surrender with changing things and getting things done? And Eckhart says, "To some people, surrender may have negative connotations, implying defeat, giving up, failing to rise to the challenges of life, becoming lethargic, and so on. True surrender, however, is something entirely different. It does not mean to passively put up with whatever situation you find yourself in and to do nothing about it, nor does it mean to cease making plans or initiating positive action."
Surrender is the simple but profound wisdom of yielding to rather than opposing the flow of life. The only place where you can experience the flow of life is the now. So to surrender is to accept the present moment unconditionally and without reservation. It is to relinquish inner resistance to what is. Inner resistance is to say no to what is through mental judgment and emotional negativity. It becomes particularly pronounced when things go wrong, which means that there is a gap between the demands or rigid expectations of your mind and what is. This is the pain gap. If you have lived long enough, you will know that things go wrong quite often. It is precisely at those times that surrender needs to be practiced if you want to eliminate pain and sorrow from your life. Acceptance of what is immediately frees you from the mind identification and thus reconnects you with being. Resistance is the mind.
Surrender is a purely inner phenomenon. It does not mean that on the outer level you cannot take action and change the situation. In fact, it is not the overall situation that you need to accept when you surrender, but just the tiny segment called the now.
For example, if you were stuck in the mud somewhere, you wouldn't say, "Okay, I resign myself to being stuck in the mud." Resignation is not surrender. You don't need to accept an undesirable or unpleasant life situation. Nor do you need to deceive yourself and say that there is nothing wrong with being stuck in the mud. No. You recognize fully that you want to get out of it. You then narrow your attention down to the present moment without mentally labeling it in any way. This means that there is no judgment of the now. Therefore, there is no resistance, no emotional negativity. You accept the isness of this moment. Then you take action and do all that you can to get out of the mud. Such action I call positive action. It is far more effective than negative action, which arises out of anger, despair, or frustration. Until you achieve the desired result, you continue to practice surrender by refraining from labeling the now.
Until you achieve the desired result, you continue to practice surrender by refraining from labeling the now. So instead of saying this really sucks, you become Switzerland. Have no judgment about it and go, okay, it is what it is. What's the next best thing that I could do? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think because if you start stressing out and worrying about being stuck in the mud, you're not really going to find a solution because all of your energy is focused on that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because then once you surrender, it's like, oh, okay. Like you start to notice that life starts working with you instead of against you.
Right. And you know what? You might have got stuck in the mud for a reason. And the reason might not become clear for a couple of weeks from now. 2 weeks later, you go, oh, you know what? If I hadn't gotten stuck in the mud at that point, something, you know, really disaster could have happened. You know, we just don't know,
Right.
right? We don't know the reason for some things, but sometimes it's for our own good. Like doors will close, not be, you know, that might be frustrating. The door closes in your face, but at the same time, if you'd gone through that door, that could have been disaster waiting on the other side of it. And our higher guidance, our inner guidance, if we're checking in, our inner guidance will help us walk through doors that we're meant to walk through, as opposed to ones that, you know, we're pounding on the door trying to get in because we think it's the right place to go. But if it's closed for a reason, I think.
Right. Even if it sucks, it could just be for a reason.
Exactly. Oh, gosh. Okay, let me give you a visual analogy to illustrate the point I am making. You're walking along a path at night, surrounded by a thick fog, but you have a powerful flashlight that cuts through the fog and creates a narrow, clear space in front of you. The fog is your life situation, which includes past and future. The flashlight is your conscious presence. The clear space is the now.
Non-surrender hardens your psychological form, the shell of the ego, and so creates a strong sense of separateness. The world around you, and people in particular, come to be perceived as threatening. The unconscious compulsion to destroy others through judgment arises, as does the need to compete and dominate. Even nature becomes your enemy, and your perceptions and interpretations are governed by fear. The mental disease that we call paranoia is only a slightly more acute form of this normal but dysfunctional state of consciousness.
Not only your psychological form, but also your physical form, your body, becomes hard and rigid through resistance. Tension arises in different parts of the body, and the body as a whole contracts. The free flow of life energy through the body, which is essential for its healthy functioning, is greatly restricted. Body work and certain forms of physical therapy can be helpful in restoring this flow. But unless you practice surrender in your everyday life, those things can only give temporary symptom relief, since the cause, the resistance pattern, has not been dissolved.
There is something within you that remains unaffected by the transient circumstances that make up your life situation. And only through surrender do you have access to it. It is your life, your very being, which exists externally in the timeless realm of the present. Finding this life is the one thing that is needed. That Jesus talked about. If you find your life situation unsatisfactory or even intolerable, it is only by surrendering first that you can break the unconscious resistance pattern that perpetuates the situation.
Surrender is perfectly compatible with taking action, initiating change, or achieving goals. But in a surrendered state, a totally different energy, a different quality flows into your doing. Surrender reconnects you with the source energy of being. And if your doing is infused with being, it becomes a joyful celebration of life energy that takes you more deeply into the now. Through non-resistance, the quality of your consciousness and therefore the quality of whatever you are doing or creating is enhanced immeasurably. The results will then look after themselves and reflect that quality. We could call this surrendered action. It is not work as we have known it for thousands of years. As more humans awaken, the word work is going to disappear from our vocabulary, and perhaps a new word will be created to replace it.
It is the quality of your consciousness at this moment that is the main determinant of what kind of future you will experience. So to surrender is the most important thing you can do to bring about positive change. Any action you take is secondary. No truly positive action can arise out of an unsurrendered state of consciousness.
Okay, so what I'm getting from this is that surrender means acceptance of what is, having no resistance to what is. So maybe in this case, surrender could be exchanged with the word acceptance. It doesn't mean that you're not going to take action and change it. It just means it is what it is. And okay, what's my next best step?
Right.
I can see that if I am in a situation and that is unpleasant or unsatisfactory, and I completely accept the moment as it is, there will be no suffering or unhappiness. I will have risen above it. But I still can't quite see where the energy or motivation for taking action and bringing about change would come from if there isn't a certain amount of dissatisfaction. And Eckhart says, in the state of surrender, you see very clearly what needs to be done. And you take action doing one thing at a time and focusing on one thing at a time. Learn from nature. See how everything gets accomplished and how the miracle of life unfolds without dissatisfaction or unhappiness. That's why Jesus said, look at the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin.
If your overall situation is unsatisfactory or unpleasant, separate out this instant and surrender to what is. That's the flashlight cutting through the fog. Your state of consciousness then ceases to be controlled by external conditions. You are no longer coming from reaction and resistance.
Then look at the specifics of the situation. Ask yourself, is there anything I can do to change the situation, improve it, or remove myself from it? If so, you take the appropriate action. Focus not on the 100 things that you will or may have to do at some time in the future, but on the one thing that you can do now. This doesn't mean you should not do any planning. It may well be that the planning is the one thing that you can do now. But make sure you don't start to run mental movies, project yourself into the future, and so lose the now. Any action you take may not bear fruit immediately. Until it does, do not resist what is. If there is no action you can take, and you cannot remove yourself from the situation either, then use the situation to make you go more deeply into surrender. More deeply into the now, more deeply into being. When you enter this timeless dimension of the present, change often comes about in strange ways without the need for a great deal of doing on your part. Life becomes helpful and cooperative. If inner factors such as fear, guilt, or inertia prevented you from taking action, they will dissolve in the light of your conscious presence.
Do not confuse surrender with an attitude of, I can't be bothered anymore, or I just don't care anymore. If you look at it closely, you'll find that such an attitude is tainted with negativity in the form of hidden resentment. And so it is not surrender at all, but master resistance. As you surrender, direct your attention inward to check if there's any trace of resistance left inside you. Be very alert when you do so. Otherwise, a pocket of resistance may continue to hide in some dark corner in the form of a thought or an unacknowledged emotion.
So that's an interesting thing he says to you. As you become accepting of what is, or as you surrender, check in with your being and make sure you're not resisting anything, that you've cleared all the resistance away. Another way of saying that, I think, is cut the cord. Some people talk about cords of energy being attached to your energy field when they'll say it. Here's another way to say it. They have their hooks in you. So if you cut those cords to make sure that there's no further resistance or energy that is doesn't belong to you, that shouldn't be there. In other words, you're completely cleared. That way you don't have a pocket of resistance that might be hiding within you in the form of a thought or unacknowledged emotion. That's a powerful thing that he said right there.
So true, and it helps you to respond instead of react when you are
Ooh,
alert.
that's good. That's good. Yeah, if you have eliminated all resistance, then you will respond rather than react. That's really a good point. Wow, well, this is another really powerful section. And that is the end of section one, acceptance of the now. So really, that's what this whole section's about, is accepting the now and then toying with the word surrender. What does it really mean? It really means acceptance of everything. He says acceptance of what is immediately frees you from mind identification and thus reconnects you with being. And when you're in the state of being, magical things happen because your entire spiritual, your inner guidance gets to really be focused, and your creative ideas coming from that infinite supply can then help you to manifest a miracle and change things.
So true.
In 2019, I was told I needed to do a daily message, and I negotiated. I went, "No, I don't want to do a daily message. How about this weekly podcast instead?" Then I'm doing this weekly podcast. So there was still that resistance that was in me of not wanting to do the daily message. And then I finally went, "Okay, all right, I'll do it." So the resistance is gone. And you know what? When I lost that resistance to doing that daily message, all of a sudden, it just got easy. And I went, this isn't as hard as, I don't know, somehow my egoic mind thought it was going to be really difficult, you know? And then I started doing it. And I'm like, God, this is so easy. This is so not hard. I should have, you know, maybe I should have, would have, could have done it a long time ago, but it is what
Yeah,
it is.
exactly.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. I love this work by Eckhart Tolle. I am so grateful for the messages and the state of my life now that I have been practicing the power of now. That's the end of this section. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to catching up with you next week. Bye now.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to go deeper into a spiritual conversation, you can join our Facebook group, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Or you can contribute by going to wainwrightglobal.com/go/support.